The Ultimate Planet Awards ceremony was last night, November 2nd, at Sway Bar in Covent Gardens, London, and My Lesbian Radio was there. Katie and Naomi of Planet London graciously allowed us to do a running commentary slash podcast of the event. So me, Denise, from My Lesbian Radio, and my wife, Gemma, sat in the way back like the two grumpy Muppet judges up in the balcony. And what you have now is the result of our evening. A little bit of preamble in the beginning, and then right into the ceremony. So, enjoy.
Get ready to laugh your ass off.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
It's the lesbian man.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
We have sound checks going on. There's a buzz in the air here at Sway Bar. We are at the Planet London Ultimate Planet Community Awards ceremony and party. It's pretty exciting stuff happening here. A lot of familiar faces.
I have never seen this many lesbians in high heels.
It's a little dressy, more dressy than we anticipated.
It is. It's much more dressy than we anticipated.
Are you regretting wearing your Converse?
I'm thinking maybe I should have done a little bit of background research before I turned up, but hey, I'm very glad I put on a button-down shirt.
A button-down shirt, exactly. Well, I'm in a t-shirt and a blazer, so I have I've made a slight effort with my... I'm not wearing sneakers, not wearing trainers.
Oh, that's good. I did wash my hair. I guess that's a start.
Yeah, so minimal effort, but I don't know about you, but I've noticed that people that are coming in are... they've put forth a massive effort. Massive.
Yeah, big hair, big makeup.
Big hair, big
dresses.
Makeup. Dresses. So we've seen Georgie and Emma from Grey Matter. Right now, Miri is doing her sound check. We saw Kat Holmes.
Oh, yeah, from Submerged. Yep.
Cindy. We saw Cindy Edwards is here. Looking very nice. So
yeah, we asked her what she was wearing. Who she was wearing.
Yeah, we said, who's she wearing? She didn't really know, so I'm just going to put it out there. I'm thinking maybe it was Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, sequin gown, heels,
yeah,
and a satin wrap.
Yeah, some sort of jewelry. Like,
Harry Winston jewels.
Harry Winston jewels. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's Miri, you here in the background. We've got about a half an hour before we really get underway, so we'll check back in a little bit, and hopefully we'll get to say hello to a few more people, so you believe us when we say who's here. All right, back in a few. We're back here live at Sway Bar. And the authors have arrived. We just noticed Kiki Archer, D.G. Lee, some of the other broadcasters, I guess. Is that what they call them over here?
Yes.
Kathy Caton standing right in front of us. And I haven't seen Rosie Wilby yet, but those would be the competitors in my category.
Oh, isn't that Jane
something
that's the Diva magazine editor?
That is Jane something something or other from Diva magazine. You are correct. Good one, Gemma.
I think that's the first person that I've recognized here.
I think you are right. That is the first person.
Something something is the official way to pronounce our last name. Is that right?
Yeah, because there's a lot of consonants and not many vowels, so I get that. I get that. I'd like to buy a vowel, please.
There are still more high heels than there are sneakers.
Indeed, look at those red ones right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm amazed at the stripper heels here tonight.
I am amazed at the stripper heels as well.
Yeah. Don't you wish you wore yours?
Yeah, I do. I really do. There is nothing that makes me more comfortable than my toes being pinched up. My arches bleeding, basically. Now, what else do we have going on over there?
Well, they're about to bring around the canapes, I believe.
Yeah, I know. I think your directive was to wave my VIP arm at the woman so she brings us food.
Yes.
But you know what? If she doesn't, we have the we're ready to rock and roll with a 15-inch pizza.
It's true. I have found a nearby takeaway pizza place.
Excellent.
So we might pull an Ellen and just get them to deliver in the middle of the show.
I think we should. I definitely think we should.
Yeah.
Ellen has to know that she's not the only one
that can order
pizza do these things
in the middle
order,
of the show.
Right, exactly. Exactly. All right, so we'll keep an eye out for more people. We'll be back name dropping shortly. So we're a few short minutes away from starting. We've had some lovely appetizers. What is this called? Canapes?
Yes, canapes.
Had spring rolls, and now I'm having a lamb kebab.
Yes.
Amazing.
Thank you. So you're thinking we won't need that pizza?
Well, we know.
Oh, we're just being told it's going to start in 5 minutes.
5 minutes, folks. 5 minutes. Very exciting stuff going on here at the Ultimate Planet Awards. We just had a word with Jane something from Diva Magazine. She looks lovely. She said she's staying sober. So it's nice to know that we don't have to edit out her drunken slurs.
Yeah, that's very nice of her.
Yeah. Making our work easy.
Yeah. All right.
Saw Laura King getting her picture taken over there. I think she's hosting. Isn't she preparing?
Yeah, she is, I think. Yeah. Oh, look, second top hat of the evening.
What's that?
Second top hat of the evening has just walked in the door. I feel like I might have to steal one.
Really?
Well, if I don't get a pizza, I think I should at least steal a hat.
Yeah, true. That's true. Oh, there's Bali.
Oh, from Cat Sitting.
From Cat Sitting, you are correct. Such fun. Everyone was just sitting back, being a Muppet judgy, like the two old cranky Muppets in the background, and looking out over the crowd. I think that is Kathy Caton right in front of us.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Interesting. There's a drag king cowboy, a drag king cowboy.
Yeah, looking very svelte with two guns.
You know, right out of a country western.
Yeah, cowboy boots, hat, glasses.
Honestly, you know, these days, no lesbian event is complete without
at least one drag king.
One drag king.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be someone there that's packing a dick.
Yeah, I guess. Although, you never know what's going on in someone's trousers. I'm just saying. Speaking of trousers, I did see Rose Collis walking over there.
Oh, very good.
She's a trouser-wearing character.
She is a trouser-wearing woman.
Exciting.
Oh, look, there's Ellen. Okay, we gotta go. We gotta interview Ellen. Bye!
Does that look like Lupita Nyong'o?
It does.
That's who I thought it was. But it's not. It's two lesbians that are
that look like
Lupita Nyong'o. That's impressive.
Maybe one of them is.
I think. No. I thought that was the video lady from Elfest.
Maybe.
I can't think of her name. Rosie?
Oh, make it up.
Can you get me this? Can you get me this soap?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a moment.
Thank you. Thanks. Oh, I have a stick of shrimp right now. That's good stuff right there. So far, I have to say that the hors d'oeuvres have been amazing.
A I'd like to see a little bit more vegetarian selection, because just the spring rolls isn't really cutting it for me.
Well, you were probably spot on about the brie.
Yeah, I want that guy to come back, because that looks awesome. It looks like chunks of brie the size of my fist deep fried.
Who's that? Oh, it's lamb on a stick guy.
That lamb on a stick guy just can't get rid of him.
Well, they're probably not the best thing because it was a little garlicky.
That's true. You don't want to be like over garlicking yourself.
These shrimps are lemony.
Lemony shrimp.
Lemony shrimp. Lemony snicket. I'm going to say that this crowd of color is with Campbell X.
Oh, maybe. I think you're right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do take your seats.
Oh, 2 minutes.
We're starting.
Ceremony will commence.
Yay.
In 2 minutes.
All right, 2 minutes.
Between entire.
I gotta get a drink. And here we go.
Climax
there.
We might need to try that again with a microphone that's working. Wait a second,
I have one right here.
You can hear me though, right?
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the second annual Lesbian Hunger Games. For the next 4 hours, what we're going to do is we're going to pluck 24 of you from the audience. It's going to be quite a long afternoon. Send you off to Centre Park for you to battle it all out of your I hope you're going to look forward to that. No, that's not true, actually, is it, Laura? Laura's seen something. She doesn't know what she's doing. I've only got one mark at a time. We can only have... Do you want to? This is...
Oh, look at this.
So all those your spontaneous side remarks that we're going to just chip in might get a bit lost here. Just, oh, I've got something funny. Just pass me the mic quickly. I've got something really funny.
Don and I are used to this having to share a microphone.
Back to Laura. She might have thought something funny to say now.
No, don't give me the mic yet. I'm still on for the movie. Seriously, we really do need to have 2 microphones for this, because also there's 2 very special people about to come up on stage, ladies and gentlemen. We also need 2 microphones. Oh, believe this. So we've obviously got quite
a little bit of technical difficulties, but that's okay. Standard for these things.
You're all here and all your finery. How are you feeling, London? How excited are you, London? Is there a stage manager or a sound engineer in the room, London? Can somebody go and talk to somebody about this little microphone in my hand here? There's not even a number of switches. There's nothing I can do. There's an emergency phone number on here. Can somebody call 0171-71-6555 and just ask them if they wouldn't mind getting microphone 2 kicking off for the ceremony? That would be very helpful. But in the meantime, can I have a cheer from you if you are nominated this afternoon? Can I have a cheer from you if you're here supporting someone who's nominated this afternoon? Can I have a cheer if you're going to go home with a trophy this afternoon? I was a match.
Welcome to the stage now. Without further ado, the organisers that are behind Planet London, please put your hands together and welcome to the stage Naomi and Katie.
Oh my god, Naomi's shoes.
Hello. She's got some stripper heels on, doesn't she?
Yeah. She didn't fall over. She did well.
Okay.
So, good afternoon and welcome to the second Ultimate Planet Community Awards.
Hello.
So we just have a very, very quick introduction before the fun bit begins. Just to say, this past few months the nominations are voted have only cemented what we already knew, that the community is made up of so many hardworking and dedicated people. And and that although they don't always get a lot of flags, there are lots of very grateful women out there who really do appreciate what goes into building this community. We should all be very proud to be a part of it. As we haven't been shy about telling anyone, we've received over 200 nominations, and in the end, 1,737 people cast 24,838 votes across 35 categories.
Wow! That's amazing.
Within the autistic community. These are significant numbers. For the first time this year, we extended the awards to include the Brighton community, following the launch of Fanny Carson, which we can't wait to grow over the next year. The whole focus is on the South, and Planet London today is entering into a new stratosphere. We are so excited to be relaunching the website, and we can't wait for you all to enjoy the new features and much improved layout and navigation. Don't worry, the event calendar will always be the main focus point. We've got to let you know where to go and have a good time. But there's more to come. Move over Facebook. So let us enjoy an amazing day of celebration. This event would not be possible without the help of some truly amazing people. Tello Films, who has sponsored the event and helped us put on this wonderful sweat release. Films, Submerge the Movie, She, Labels, Bar Titania, Shush, My Lesbian Radio, and Legal & General. Our most passionate cooks and our 18, the musicians, performers, guest presenters, making sure we celebrate with outstanding entertainment.
And who have been very, very patient with us in our first ever big event. And thank you to all our wonderful talenteers who throughout the year support us and the community at our events, writing reviews, with moral support and words of encouragement. We really couldn't do it without you. And an extra special thanks to Planeteers Kat and Sarah, who have supported us incredibly behind the scenes over the last 2 months, and without whom this event would not be happening. I don't know if Kat...
You've got to thank the Planeteers.
...she was letting herself in for when she came off that rate in September.
Thank you all for joining us at these awards. We hope you have an amazing time and celebrate in style. There will be a film of the event available for those who could not make it, and a very special audio commentary of the whole awards by My Lesbian Radio. Here's to all the successful women. Good luck to all the nominees.
All right, so maybe we can't be as crass as we planned on being.
Oh, I don't know. I think I can still fit in a dirty limerick or two.
Well, you may have to. You may have to.
And one of the very proud sponsors of the Ultimate Planet Awards.
Hello.
I'm so sorry that I couldn't be there to join you guys. Congratulations to all the winners, and thank you so much for supporting the community. Thanks to Katie and Naomi for doing this amazing event, these amazing awards, and we're just super proud to be part of it. So, have a great award show.
That was Kristen's little speech.
Short and sharp, short and sharp, short and sharp word from the sponsors. Match, have a microphone, please.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're back in the room! Two microphones, two women, two comedians on stage. What could happen?
It's a loaded question right there.
That's how things go. Look at you lot, you're all, look at the match. Somebody else,
gentlemen,
sir, here, you, in the purple tie.
Oh, the little audience heckling.
I promise no one will pick on the front row. Come in. No, seriously, I just want to look at our view.
One straight view.
Possibly the room of the most talented women working in this country today, sir. Well, how does that look to you?
Amazing.
Give yourselves a round of applause, you're all amazing.
The single male that's in the building gets pulled up on stage.
Our first act, and then we'll introduce, there'll be two guest speakers who will introduce a section of awards, and then we'll have our interval after those. During the show, if you can please turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent and give your undivided attention to all our acts and guest performers who are here today.
So please put your hands together. The time we'll be tweeting. Hashtag lesbian Oscars.
Maria, she's got some words for Maria. Supported Heather Peace on tour. She's also performed at Bush Hall. Don't know what that is, but it sounds funny.
I think she just wanted to say Bush Hall.
I think we'll put a few people in this room before the Bush Hall, to be honest.
Bush. She said Bush.
Say it again. Take a shot. Bush.
She's also had play on BBC Radio London Live. Nice group. Oh, remember that piece.
Well done, Laura.
So please, again, start the whip in the chair and put your hands together. Welcome
Mary.
To stage, Mary Hurst.
I would say that Mary Hurst is probably one of the few Jewish lesbians of the community. What do you think?
I have no idea.
I'm thinking. Hirsch?
Hirsch. She just goes by Mary.
She just goes by Mary. Okay. All right. We're going to do a little tweeting now as Mary sings. That's Lara King. Wonderful job. Wonderful job.
Don't just hold on to my plastic cup. You look so beautiful, I'm sure you've heard that many times. I'm not that great when it comes to putting out the lights. Play to see everybody wants to know your name.
Well, not
just stand here.
No, not live.
My chance to say again.
No, Lara, it's not live.
Go with her. If you give me a chance, I can make this work. I can make you smile. Don't message him. Don't
look Laura seemed happy that this wasn't live.
More time than
in case she was swearing on stage or something.
Well, you know this, when you're a compare, you really don't want it to be live. It's better if you can edit out your ums and your ahs. Yeah.
The night goes on, couple people getting drunk, but the mood is still light. You politely walk away, but those suitors wish to play, so you swiftly decline. The pressure's on as I'm fumbling for words to say. I'm caught by, I'm so nervous, I can't look away. Walk towards you, I'm just hoping I don't walk my past. Repeating in my head those words that are a quest to ask. Don't get with him, don't go with her. If you give me a chance, I can make this work. I can make
in a minute with some of the community awards coming up. Musician of the Year.
I say Musician of the Year.
The nominees.
With a special, oh yay, with a special honorable mention, Rita Payne. Yay! That could have been awkward. And the winner is Horse. Well done, Horse. And I really love the video. So long time legend music scene, Horse that has a global following.
And the winner is Horse, accepting live video.
A UK musician who has always been out and a role model to all. True to herself, her music has stood the test of time and appealed to all, giving hope to many. So here's a little video.
Hi everybody, I'm absolutely thrilled and delighted to receive Musician of the Year, the Ultimate Planet Award. I'd like to congratulate everyone else who was nominated, and also for all the other winners too. For me, it's not about the winning, it's about taking part. It's not about being the best, it's about doing your best. I'm delighted to have been nominated, never mind winning. Thank you very much. I'm in Australia at the moment, and I'll see you all when I get back. Have a great night.
All the way from Australia. Next up, we have Volunteer of the Year. Some of the nominees are AJ, Horace's partner AJ, Sarah Lavender, Eve Hartley.
Volunteer of the Year. Sorry, I'm just chucking them here. I hope that's okay. It's making a pond. Anyway, so a special honourable mention goes to Kerry Positive Change. And can I just say something else to you? I think it's really, really nice that there is honourable mentions, because obviously, you know, they can be really tight, like, with winnings and things like that. So it's really nice, because obviously everyone gets a sort of bit of a mention. The winner is Sarah Lavender.
And the crowd goes wild for Sarah Lavender. Is she here? Here she comes, going up to collect.
Goes above and beyond the call of duty of her volunteering planetary duties to the community, whether it's promoting Planet London or their events, or facing, this is New York, and I've got something on this, or facing her biggest fear of heights in order to raise funds for Stonewall. Sarah has spent many hours this year doing voluntary work for the community and is often seen at events promoting the various causes. Her passion and commitment to the LBQ's cause is without peer, and she deserves recognition for it. So well done, Sarah.
Well done, Sarah, well done.
Did you get, you did like a small jump in, didn't you? Was it terrifying?
Yeah.
How high was it?
12,000 feet.
Well, I think that's a round of applause for that. There we go. It's heavy. No pressure.
Why am I the first person that has to do a speech? I think I'm the most scared. I'm really shaking. It sounds quite great.
Sarah's a little nervous about giving her speech.
Thank you. Thank you so much to all my friends and family who got up with me while I have my
nice leather jacket.
Volunteering. And thank you.
It seems a little weird to to thank everybody else for your volunteer efforts. I'd like to thank my trainers for allowing me to
the
pavement.
LGBT youth group, and to Trista, and to the Young Heroes, and to Planet London, and everybody else, thank you so much.
Oh, you're a good job.
I'm so sorry for all the women. And the next one, Youth Group of the Year.
Youth Group
of
the Year.
Oh, nothing will stop. That would be my pain.
National Student Pride, Stonewall.
Like the DVD, How Deep Can You Go? Submerge, watch it. Right, so, Youth Group of the Year, with a special honourable mention, is National Student Pride.
All right, National Student
and
Pride,
the
with the honourable mention.
Is the Stonewall Housing.
Stonewall Housing. I'm pretty sure they were the ones that were at LFAC. They had no housing.
To 41 LGBT people in 6 different shared housing projects in 4 London boroughs, where young LGBT people can live without fear, and where they find the strength to achieve their full potential. They also support lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people living in their own homes. So well done. Would you like to say something?
I'd just like to say thank you so much for those who voted. Thank you so much to the team.
This is wonderful when they actually show up. This is
lovely.
On so far, everybody has been here, if not by video, in person.
To the women who work in women's house as well. And thank you.
I just want to say the awards are phenomenal. They're Lucite, Rainbow, the big planet on them. Really nice.
That's me done. Thank you so much for asking me.
Presenting was Amy B. She was a regular DJ at She Soho.
Yeah, it's been a great pleasure to hand you over to our next guest. She's a particular lovely person. And she is, you might know best as Ego from Bar Waffle.
presenting the next round of awards is Ingo from Bar Whatever.
LBQ Awareness and Social
Society.
Awards.
And Masculine Appreciation Society. I knew I'd put that up. And she's also a very good tango dancer. Please welcome to stage Ingo.
Thank you so much. Okay, so clean it up so people can come up on stage when they are nominated. So the first category is Business of the Year.
Business of the Year.
Yes. Great stuff.
And good ones here.
So, with the... So which one is the honor?
don't fuck this up, man.
It's the honorary in this one. So, literally, everyone else, except the winner, gonna have an invested... pleasure to welcome to the stage, Gaze the World!
The LBQ Business of the Year winner was Gaze the Word Bookstore. That's lovely.
And some of you don't know, Julie was the one who took the job when I quit. Thank you so much. And I really hope each and every one in this room know where Gaze the Word is placed. I really hope each and every one of you go there when you need your books.
Code
Mammoth
just decided to
move
all of the codes. They're wheeling them from one side of the building to the other right now.
But wait, there's more.
I've been working at Gaze the Word for 10 years, but the bookshop itself has been in existence for 35. So you think about where we were in 1979 in terms of the social, but it's called reality, in terms of enlightenment about gay and lesbian and queer people in this country. And so it's a real credit to the bravery and the fortitude and the pioneering spirit.
A lovely young man with some interesting stats.
The shop has a wonderful history. Lots of people met each other, engaged with each other, and found a great sense of themselves against the world. So, I'm privileged to work there.
We've been talking about this book for quite a long time.
The shop. Come in.
I think we need to get there.
We need to look after, I know, our fraternal and our sorority kind of like lesbian and gay businesses, especially as kind of the economic situation changes and things get harder for lesbian businesses to stay in business. So look after each other. I really appreciate this award. Thank you very much.
That's good. He was just saying that Gaze the Word Bookstore has been around for 35 years. That's pretty interesting stuff
and
there.
And we have the next one.
Our next one is the LGBT
is the
Local
Network
and Forum of the Year.
And they are all gorgeous and do a lot of really great stuff. So you literally are all winners. But the overall Local Network and Forum of the Year is it is the National Older LGBT Housing Network.
The National Older LGBT Housing Network. It's good. Score one for the old folks.
Now, many older LGBT people have limited housing and care options. In an increasingly aging
population, myself included,
and you all.
It's great that there is a network for LGBT houses that are just of old age.
Housing wants and needs for older LGBT people. So, the National Older People's Housing Association, or Network, I should say, provides a national platform for a shared dialogue about housing issues faced by older LGBT people. Now, just wait there. I'm going to do this proper. And I would like to welcome to the stage the representation from the Older LGBT People's Housing Network.
Oh, it's the same lady from the LGBT Youth Housing Network. That's awesome.
I just want to say thank you so much again for this lovely award. I also want to say a special thanks to Tina Lithan, who's the coordinator of that project at Stonewall Housing. She does immense work and she gives older LGBT people a voice in housing. It's a community that are pretty much hidden or in hiding. There are so many older LGBT people are pioneers, I think, of much of what we see around us today. I think she does fantastic work, and I'd also like to say thank you to the older LGBT people who actually do the work that she coordinates, because, as I say, they're fantastic work that I do with people. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well organized, Naomi. It's amazing. Isn't she amazing? So, now we have a new service of the year. And don't we all want to be their best friends?
New service of the year.
So, they're all winners, as you know. They're all needed, and we all should read them and support them and, you know, look into what they're posting. And the winner is... Can we get the drum roll, please? It is someone that has been in the community, supported the community, and written about the community for ages! Steve America!
And the crowd goes wild for Diva Magazine. James Zalka accepting.
Thank you so much. It's really, I'm a bit overwhelmed. Thank you so much for this award. It really means such a lot. I'm accepting the award on behalf of all of my wonderful team and freelancers as well, who many of whom are here today, people who've been in the magazine are here today. I wanted to tell you a bit of a story, actually. We had a call from a chap called Kevin, in the office the other day.
Maybe it's time for a dirty rumor.
And he thought that the carbon conversation was obscene.
I don't mean to cut off an acceptance speech, but this is kind of like when they read the rules of the Academy Awards.
She licked the girl's hand and loved the experience to the end.
Thank you, Gemma.
I just really realized that, you know, as much as things have changed for the better, that, you know, it's still, we're the only magazine of our kind for lesbian and bisexual women. That's on public display, in use, you know, you can buy it for any milk in supermarkets. And we need to keep it that way. We so appreciate your feedback and your support, and we try and represent the diversity of the community as well as we can. Sometimes we get it right, sometimes we don't. We love hearing from you, you know, in every way. So just thank you so much, and keep on supporting us, and hopefully we can keep on representing you. Thanks.
Very good.
So,
next up, the Professional Network of the
Year. Professional Network of the Year. Who could it possibly be? Let's find out.
There's only two in the category.
So there'll be a winner and a loser.
It will be a distinct winner and loser.
And you need to choose from.
50-50. That is 50-50.
Let's both have representations here. The winner is Gay Women's Network. And the winners are the Gay
Women's Network. Nobody wants to see a loser.
And they're not here,
Sally.
Maybe there's a film?
No. Okay. We're moving on to the social group now. Yeah.
So we're taking off our community spirit and putting on our social skills.
Alright, I like this. She's smooth, man.
Let's see how this is gonna go then.
Let's see how this is gonna go.
Okay.
The meetup and social group organizer of the year. Lesby Social, London Lesbian Singles. I can't read the other one. Something about Brighton.
The very special honorable
over 35.
Mention goes to Jennifer Lesby Social.
Okay. Jennifer from Lesby Social gets an honorable mention.
Jennifer,
the top hat.
Man, I wanted to steal that hat later.
Big hug. Knocked the top hat off the bingo. She's a little thing, too.
All of my group are here. Absolutely a big surprise. I do need to help because I love it. I love bringing people together. I love changing people's lives and introducing to people. I didn't write anything. I was kind of overwhelmed. I hope somebody goes there. I was like, I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Right, next up is the social group of the year. Dining Dykes, Ginger Beer, Lesby Social, London Lesbian Singles, and South London Lesbians.
And we have a special honourable mention goes to the classic, the old-fashioned, the absolutely vital Ginger Beer.
All right, the honourable mention goes to Ginger Beer.
Social
picks up number two.
And have provided a number of great outings this year and brought together a lot of new friendships. The say,
she said, please step up on the stage. Yeah, welcome.
Social groups and especially meetup groups, everything you guys have done really inspired me to start up this year, and everyone who's been organising events that we've gone along to. I also to promise my friend who came up with the name that I mentioned, this one of my workmates, picked Lesby Social, as I was very much debating what we should call it. Thank you, Elaine.
Excellent. Giving much due credit where credit is due. Next up is the Dating Network Service of the Year. We have Datch, Gaydar Girls, Brenda, and Pink Lobster Dating.
Their special honorary mention, honorable mention, goes to Gaydar Girls.
Honorable mention going to Gaydar Girls. That's pretty cool.
And the winner who got it, who made it happen,
it's Brenda. Never heard of it, but congratulations.
I'm sorry that your Brenda couldn't be here today. She got a date. I know how it is.
It was awesome. She couldn't be here today because she had a date. Take a tiny little break. We'll be back shortly.
We've got lots more categories to get on. We've got lots more awards to give out. Look at this. She's sitting here surrounded by little white boxes. I know you're probably thinking the same as me. Why didn't she unwrap them yesterday? I don't know. I'm sure she's got a good reason, but she's sitting here wondering why I've left hydrogen, haven't you? It's that Christmas morning back here for us all. So we've got someone else coming up to present some awards. Is Kathy ready? Okay, ladies, gentlemen, girls and boys too, please, we're on to Act 2. We've got lots more awards to give out this afternoon. We're very excited about the photographer with the fucking thing on top of a character. It's all very, look at the little the camera thing, what is that? It's like a little cave, it's like a little Halloween cave for the camera. This is exciting. It's not funny, it's just exciting. For me anyway, just for me. So, are you ready for your next set of awards? We're going into the arts and culture section.
We're in the arts and culture
section. We've got Kathy coming up, who is the director
Kathy
of
Caton.
Out in Brighton. Will you please give her an enormous round of applause?
I wonder if that point we everybody, yeah,
triangles.
Exactly. Everybody's been recharged and refreshed.
As a result, I hope you had a chance to have a shot at the bar. Before I start dishing out these awards, which I'm so happy to be invited to do, I just want to say serious props to Katie and Naomi, the organising all of this. Organisations that so often get completely ignored and sidelined. So serious props to you lot.
Serious props to you lot.
I'm in a suit today and will be using my best Radio 4 voice. Give us a prize.
Give us a prize. We're going to be doing Role Model of the Year. We've got Cindy Edwards, Georgie Payne, Ingo, Maureen Younger, Megan Evans, and Surin Dixon.
Obviously, you look carefully in the envelope. There's a special honourable mention, you just heard from her, for Ingo.
Honourable mention is going to Ingo.
The winner of World Award of the Year is Megan Evans.
Yeah. Megan, you know her from the Vegan blog.
Thank you. I do apologise, we're running late, so I haven't seen if everyone's given a long Oscar speech or what they've done. But I just want to say thank you for whoever did nominate me. It's amazing that I've won Role Model of the Year. If you don't know who I am, I'm Megan, and I'm Megan from Wegan. So I run a blog and a YouTube called What Wegan Did Next. And the W in my name is actually my wife, Whitney, sat over there. So bless her, I only got the award, but there we go. Basically, the reason I put our faces out there to the world is that when I grew up, I felt there were no role models and that I had no one to look up to. So I thought, why not put our faces out there to show that you can be feminine, you can be gay, and you can be happy and married too. So, thank you.
Good job, Megan. Next up is the author of the year, established author of the year, Catherine Hall, Kiki Archer, Sarah Waters, Stella Duffy, and V.G. Lee, yep, as nominees.
The special honorable mention goes to Kiki Archer. And the winner, to my absolute delight, is V.G. Lee. Writer, B.G. Lee.
I couldn't be more thrilled. To be honest, I thought Kiki had won, and I wanted Kiki to win, and I voted for her, and I think she's fantastic.
Thanks to my dear friend for suffering me, and Special mention to my friend Claire Lydon, who's also a great author and deserves applause.
There could be fisticuffs in this. This is quite a stressful thing to do. It's the cavalry riding in. So we've got a film festival of the year. The special honourable mention goes to the Whatever DIY.
Thank you very much for this, but this goes to the team, and in particular Denise Warner-Gregory is back there, who programmed the Elfest Cinema this year. It's an amazing lineup of programme, and in the past we've been helped by the Rainbow Film Festival, and lots of different people bring things to Elfest, so I'm picking up this award really on behalf of them. And thank you for Telefilms that came all the way from America this year. From Cat Holmes is here, from Australia. So many different people on the festival. It was great that everyone supports the films as well.
Well done, me. There's so many people that are here for this. Bobby Baum is here. Cat Holmes is here. Kristen Baker sent a message from America. So well done, us.
This is
some
of the stuff that we're doing, and people should pay more bloody attention to us. The International Festival of the Year. Special honourable mention, Elfest. Brighton Pride. Great day of fun. Quote, unquote. Sadly not here, which is slacker than I should tell them all.
Generous, Jen Brister, Lara A. King, Fiji Lee, Zoe Lyons, a whole host of other people that I don't know. I'm sure they're very good.
The LBQ Comedian of the Year, the special honourable mention goes to the extremely fabulous Lara A. King!
Because it makes it feel a little bit like I'm reporting from the Hollywood Hills and not indeed from quite a lonely hotel somewhere in Manchester. Thank you so very much for voting for me. I'm chuffed to bits, Comedian of the Year, brilliant. And massive thanks to everybody at Ultimate Planet Awards. I hope you have a marvellous evening. Sorry I can't be there, but these lonely hotel rooms don't want to be by themselves, my friend. Take care, have fun. Goodbye.
On to LBQ Comedy Event of the Year. There's a special honourable mention go to Laughing Cows, now known as My Comedy. The winner is the Short and Girly Show. Thank you very much.
We've just done our UK tour, sell out. So thank you to everybody that came and supported us and that had us. So to speak, obviously, literally.
This is the girl with the Sofia Vergara behind. I kind of get the girly part now of short and girly. We are at that portion of the evening where all the lesbians in heels are doing the back and forth walk, like their feet are killing them.
Honorable mention, yeah, it's funny. There will be a lounge reception to this, to a trouser wearing character. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The winner is Credence.
Yeah. Oh, I heard that was good. I heard that was good.
Breeders is an excellent West End production covering topical lesbian issues with genuine comedy, understanding, and fantastic performances. Give it up for Breeders!
I just want to say thank you. I'm Tamara, I direct the show. It's a huge honour to be here today. And I just wanted to thank everyone who came to see the play. Our writer, Ben Ockren, who had the imagination to write a story that I don't think gets told very often, and our producer, Vicky Graham, who had the courage to put it on.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. I want to say a huge thank you to Katie and Naomi for the massive support that Planet London gave to us, to the show, and to the LBQ community who came out to see it. Thank you so much.
Rampaging on.
What?
See, we get a taste of the microphone. You can't stop. I'll see you at the bar. That's it. Oh, we can't be painting that, right?
Our guest presenter of the next section of awards on media is none other than Lady Phil. So round of applause for Lady Phil, who's the director of UK Pride. Lady Phil!
Good evening, everybody.
She is commanding some respect up there.
For the presenting awards on media. Kate and Naomi said to me, well, we want some diversity. We want a strong black woman. I was like, okay, so where's Lara? I'm a bit different. So if you're here, I'll just out myself as I am black, in case you didn't realize. I mean, that's not funny, it's serious. I came out. I'm going to kick off now with the awards. I'm going to try not to drop anything because I've had like about four glasses of wine. It's the nerves.
Excellent. And this is where it starts getting good.
So, for the film of the year,
Concussion. Right. Submerge, True Love, and Who's Afraid of a Giant?
Everyone's a winner here, but the award goes to Pride.
We heard so many good things about this movie, and yet we couldn't find a theater playing it anywhere else, right? It's ridiculous. But yeah, all good things.
Hello
about
everyone,
this
movie. My name's Udi, and I work at Today's Word. I'm back again and slightly drunker. Thank you very much. It's my real pleasure to pick this award up on behalf of BBC and Pathé Film. I don't know if you've seen Pride or not. It's an amazing film that my bookshop is privileged to be a part of. And the central ethic of it, about solidarity and about us reaching out to each other, is a very eternal theme. And I'd like to dedicate the awarding of this award to the memory of my passion. Thank you very much.
I thought that you'd get to the sort of villains. You just walked off. Don't be scared. Maybe I am black. Yes, I'm going to get that kiss. Okay. Next.
He's coming.
you.
She's killing it up there. Who is this? Lady Phil.
I don't know, but apparently full glass of wine is what
it says. That's what it does. Journalist of the Year, up next. Here we go.
Well, yes, right, in the right way, yes. It was that wine. Okay, now, with a special mention, goes out to Paris Lee and Ivy Lee.
So we've got an incredible mention.
The winner is Sarah Westwood.
The rubbish lesbian.
The rubbish lesbian of Fever magazine continues to bring it every time. A recent Polari first book shortlister for her collection in Diva columns about working out what it means to be a lesbian. Sarah's not here, but Jane looks like she's coming to collect it. Jane just wants that kiss. Well, it's an honour to accept this on behalf of Sarah. I know she'll be thrilled. I'll text her immediately. We love having her a diva, and she's just amazing, and it's very well deserved. So thank you for everyone for voting, I'm sure she'll be very thrilled. I'll let you know.
Very cool.
And whoever wins is going to come up and they're going to reenact that moment.
Mainstream lesbian TV moment. We've got a lot of good things going on here. Piper and Alex.
A special honourable mention to
Santana and Brittany.
Right. So it goes to Piper and Alex.
Honourable mention.
You know, I think you did this to me on purpose because you know that I needed those kisses and hugs. Right, well, they're not here, so I'll take it on behalf of them if you can pay my flight over to the States.
Oh, did they win? Oh, they won. Cool. Excellent.
Give them a lame clap. Give them a clap. The next award goes to Photographer of the Year, and a special mention goes out to all of them, because they happen here.
In her defense, she's had four glasses of wine.
And the winner is Rosie Powell.
Rosie Powell just won for Photographer of the Year. She's the one that usually does most of the filming at Elfest.
Okay, well, Rosie, you missed out. Radio Show of the Year. Yeah. Right. And a special mention goes out to no one. The winner, and you'd best be here, whilst you're all getting up on stage with the kids, is My Lesbian Radio.
Thank you guys so much. I just want to say, Planet London, you have been so supportive to us since the beginning, since I got here, since I got to England 4 years ago. So I just want to say thank you. And of course, to Sydney, our fest has been so welcoming to us too. And I guess I have to thank my co-host and my producer. So thank you to Donna and to Vicky and to all our listeners. You guys are great podcast listeners. And thank you. Thank you so much.
And my mom. Oh my God, my mom. Okay. Such a sexy accent right now. Let's call her back up again. And that kiss was good, but you mind the way next time. Okay. Now. Right, web series of the year. Okay, now this is my last one, so drum roll, please. Louder. Okay, thank you. And the winner is Nikki and Nora.
And Nikki and Nora gets one.
This is Kristen Baker of Telefilms.com.
Who's getting little dumplings full of roast beef? Me! Okay, look, are you ready?
I'll make you carry on.
Apparently Lion King gets paid exactly how we do. Little dumplings full of roast beef. That's awesome.
It doesn't take a lot of brain matter to work out. Who the best lesbian duo are here today? Listen, these guys, I love these guys. And they've been asked to do two songs, but I'm going to suggest they do at least four. Okay, let's do it! All right, just quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage... Green Matter! There's so many people to be here.
Yeah,
so many influential people in the room.
Yeah, do you know, it's so nice when you come out to an award ceremony like this, you realise how many influential people there are. We feel very, very privileged to be even nominated for an award. We didn't win either, though, Lara, so it's okay.
We didn't win.
Give yourselves a round of applause for this incredible work out for the community.
Oh, that was bad.
So this song's called Maybe Now I'll Show You.
And it's all about sex. I'm not sure whether any of you have ever had sex at all. Is there a song about it?
Not the last
half. Open up the door, let me crawl inside the world that I've been waiting for. Let me first embrace the kiss on the cover of your back. That's what I'm waiting for. Let me even take my hand, hold it for you.
Do you have another dirty limerick that you'd like to have some music as the backdrop? Right. This one about.
This one is about a young lady named Blair who presents a magnificent fair. That's what I thought until I saw one get caught on the floor and begin to stare.
I hope you're all learning a new favorite dirty limerick. I would be so excited that this was going on.
You get an expression in the dark, you got the movement in my heart,
you're swallowing me. So yeah, just like a quick little wrap up, so I'd like to thank you. Just me, Kathy Kingman, President of the Best Radio Show category, and help us beat the BFI, and whatever, from the Best Radio Show. So that was pretty cool. And I don't really know much else. Alright, this is the lesbian scene, and Rosie will be presenting.
So yes, it's marvelous to be here presenting the scene category.
I have not been out on the scene this millennium. I'm sure I will not know what any of these names of DJs mean to me. But anyway, last time I was out on the scene, the Candy Girl installation. You know, but then I couldn't, frankly, I couldn't really get in anymore because there's an age limit, isn't there?
I tried to make you feel better about it. Probably one in every three women that are here tonight. The exact same way, so she was supported silently.
The dating network winner was something called Brenda, and I always thought it was called Blender, actually. No wonder I couldn't find it. And I did once try it. It didn't really catch on with women, did it? Because I once tried it. It said, "Hello, Rosie, your nearest lesbian is in New Zealand." So maybe I'll give it another go. So yes, it is marvellous. I'm surprised that we haven't had many fights yet. The honourable mention, there is an honourable mention.
Who just won? Did we miss one? Rose. Oh, jeez. Well, you didn't get to hear the way you are. This is how the way I just get to She's coming with a great artist of the year.
And
just told us all your dirty secrets.
Stephanie Goldman!
I'm a great metaphor. Someone named Stephanie just won a cabaret. Stephanie Goldman. What a Jew. Well done with the Jewish contingent.
Including conquering all wrestling tournaments. And she sometimes hosts well with him too. Always funny and passionate. Yes.
Oh, nice.
It's marvelous, isn't it? Stephanie, come up.
Stephanie just won for Cabaret Artist of the Year. And I believe Louis Cypher will be performing at the after party tonight. So another performance by Loser. Awesome. Excellent.
I can think of anything funny or clever, because I genuinely did not think I'd be able to do this. Passionate. Well, thank you. Thanks for the fact you voted for me. And thank you very much to Ingo for giving me the opportunity to be so damn passionate.
We gotta go, it's the finale.
It helps when people are wrestling and break their arm in the middle of a show. That helps. Anyway, thank you very much.
I thought that was a swing. I didn't realize it was blood.
Stephanie Goldman! There was much excitement there. I've never seen two women more excited than you since I tried out a new sex toy.
She just made a left
turn. That's what they were doing. They don't know Stephanie. They never
well done,
know
well done. DJ of the Year, the London scene. DJ Smoochie.
What I thought was really strange, there was on the shelf in Ann Summers where they were selling the pussy rub, they had a tester. Try it in the shop. So I did. DJ of the Year.
This is it, man. I think it all comes down to this, doesn't it?
A special honourable mention
for lesbians.
DJ Joe Bunny. Yeah! Bouncing away. And the winner, let's do a drum roll again. Let's do a drum roll. The winner is Amy B.
Thank you. I don't know what to say. Thank you very much. I'm really genuinely.
London. I didn't know she mentioned the London because I just think London is the world. But now, of course, that other amazing, wonderfully gay, brilliant place that is the capital of gayness of the world, DJ of the Year, Brighton. So, special honourable mention. So the August honourable mention. And the winner, let's do another drum roll, please. The winner is DJ Lady Lola.
DJ Lady Lola, always in Brighton.
Is she here? She's gone to the loo.
Oh,
she's DJing in the toilets. So is there
gone to the loo.
Is someone from Brighton here? That's probably a safe bet.
Kathy Caden.
Picking up on the half. Right. Should we just kind of go, DJ Lola, come back from the loo. DJ Lady Lola, come back from the loo. Like, do a big chant. And then she'll be like, oh, shit. She'll hear it. I'll transmit it down there. Right, let's start it now. Lady Lola, come back from the loo.
Lady Lola, come back from the loo.
Is she coming? She isn't here. She's not in the toilet.
I got worried. I thought she was taking a poo.
Because they are
going to have to snap it off and go
pull it
in the
award. This year, the award I got last year, actually. I think it's like I just screwed mine together. Probably in a slightly suggestive way. My breast area there. These do not vibrate.
She's much funnier on the fly. Okay, LGBT. LBQ, I'm sorry, LBQ focused.
LBQ focused venue of the year. I'd rather go to the LBQ unfocused. That's when you've had more drinks. And so, no honourable mention here, but the winner, let's do a quick drum roll. It is she.
She Soho wins for the venue of the year.
She.
Oh, they're cheering
her
on from
like,
way back. Here she comes.
So, closure of Tandy Bar, bringing on the best of old and much more opportunities to cook than you. It offers a complete mixture of events, strives to listen to the women, varied events, good drinks, then meetups. And they also have a loyalty card on the Planet London app. Well, that's she.
She's going to be sick of me now. Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Like, obviously, like, you know. After Candy Bar, a lot of people
obviously
choose
like,
a replacement, and obviously it was owned by the same people. We really wanted to like create a new one to play, so thank you very much. And yeah, Bex, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, they're making her talk, poor thing.
Thank you.
Thank you. You did an Adele. Thank you.
If only they all kept it that brief at the Oscars.
For a second there, I thought they were
going to be out of time. Yeah. I've got a special woman's place. It sounds a bit.
This is the Brighton LBQ friendly venue of the year. And we've got Lady Lala, the Marlboro, and the
event. Another person who's not here. Does that give it away? I don't know. The other people are here. Oh, shit. Okay, so there's no honourable mention. Oh, then maybe you can get to see a video. This is exciting. The winner. Oh, no, we don't. Oh, they didn't send me. Oh. Right. The winner is the Marlboro.
Marlboro Pub, that's one. For the Brighton
BQ. Well done, space. That's like my culture. With a long-standing excellent reputation. Diverse plays and events directed towards our community and has a great staff too. And a pool table. Who knew? A lesbian bar. so
just
let's move on
pool table.
To the venue here, London.
Wait, gotta let the slides catch up.
So thank you very much for working so hard. They are an amazing club.
the Red Theatre.
Have
you ever invited
them to see some free theatre? She literally just got sent from Brighton. That is how quick the train leg is now. It's amazing. It's not like that at 11:30 at night, let me tell you, when it stops at Three Bridges for 20 minutes.
Good work.
They know it's a rubbish place to stop as well. Why hasn't he stopped there? It hasn't got anything, not even Three Bridges.
The LBQ friendly venue of the year.
LBQ friendly venue of the year. London.
Crew Bar, Resistance Gallery. London, the London Wall Bar and Culture, and the Royal Bar.
A special honorable mention to Crew Bar.
Crew Bar just got honorable mention, and the winner will.
And the winner, a place I know well, actually. This is somewhere I've been in a mistake. Let's do a drum roll. It is the Royal. In front of South Coast to Bowl, Tedder and Wide, then in place events featured in the film Pride this year. In goes number 10.
Yes, and this is really, really special. So thank you for everyone for voting for Royal Oxford Tavern. I know many of you have read what is kind of happening there at the moment. It has been sold. We who are using it and are there and creating events, we don't really know what's going to happen. We have been told that we wait till the end of November to find out exactly what's going to happen in the future. But so far, for the whole of fucking November, we have it. We're going to rock it. We do every Tuesday night there. We are doing all the events there. So come and see us as long as we have it. Thank you.
Like breaking news. Breaking news. The Royal Box Office has been certified. The most creative prevalent for event of the year in London. We've got Blue Monday, the Royal Box,
let's start with drum roll from over there with BG Lee. Wave your own mouth, pal. And the winner is Chick Habit.
Chick Habit, the winner.
And another second year in a row for Open Host DJ. Fantastic night with indie alternative music. We can't get anywhere else. The women's scene breaks just got a live music too. Now, one of the trophies on the road is Serena. I said this, I mean, could it be
better? Excuse me, it's the next one, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, thank you. So sick of being over there. Thank you very much. I started DJing when I was 18. I always wanted to do, like, indie music. And one of my things when I started working on the scene was to do indie stuff. So that's what Chick Habit is. So thank you for the support of this. Thank you. Yeah. I feel genuinely glad to have
okay. Have I got my drink over there, by the way? I'm choking on a small nut. Okay, someone get me water. So, most creative club night event of the year, Brighton. And we don't have an honourable mention, I'm afraid. But the winner, let's quickly do a drum roll. The winner is Ben Rock.
Did they win?
Great night. They did. Doing the community, raising the profile of female queer performers, giving a campus platform, raising money for queer causes.
Well, they look like nervous wrecks.
So, just really, we didn't expect this. Thank you so much, everyone.
The blonde one's like, nope, not talking. That's excellent.
Oh, it's the last one!
Ooh, the last award of the night. The
okay, so you've got my event of the year. Let's Yeah, let's get excited for this. Okay. Honorable mention to Down Girls and Blake's Soulful Summer. And the winner, Misfit.
Happy
Mayor of the night with great music and tequila. Unicorns everywhere.
What?
This event pops up and goes away, but always comes back. Like Thrush.
Oh, that was excellent.
You were not expecting this at all. You were sitting there fucking drinking tequila like, ah, oh, we're in it, we won't. Thank you so much for voting for us, that's really nice.
And then
I will come back when I'm off my hangover and I can deal with it.
Yeah, I just want to say this microphone's quite high. And thank you very much to everybody who voted for us. Thank you to Planet London. And if this is the last award, can we all get drunk now? And is it still happy?
We're going to close it out.
So that was the scene.
As
well as my lesbian radio and out in Brighton Times of Tea, which for all the radio shows, cheap to all of us. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Lady Robbie.
Where's it will be? Where's it will be?
The end.
That was Lara King closing out a fantastic evening. Thank you so much, Planet London, for having us. And to thank you guys, oh my God, thank all of you who voted for us. We at MLR are so proud to be associated with this award and with Planet London and with all of you. This is one amazing LBQ community, and we are so pleased that you've allowed us to be a part of it. Thanks for listening. Apologies for the rough spots. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.